Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause.
No.
Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like.
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just
Yes,
wrong
they
and
are.
evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you
Ugh.
something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time, poor sleep.
Yes, and no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean,
Okay, I
okay?
know you do.
Okay. So, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-L.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week!
That's right. That's what we're doing.
Thank you for joining us here on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and at MSW Media.
Because you are brilliant.
That's right. And we also want to thank you, those of you who are our Patreon supporters, for supporting this podcast. It is the best thing you can do to support us and the amazing, incredibly necessary work to do that we do mocking stupidity. And if you don't have the resources to chip in and do that, then we understand that you could also help by just, you know, downloading and reviewing this podcast and getting the word out about it. That's really helpful.
Thank you. And you know what else you can have in your life? You can have Frangela in your pocket. I'm telling you, you get a pick me up from Frangela in your pocket. All you have to do is go to cameo.com, put in Frangela, and we can uplift your day. I'm gonna tell you, for example, we had a friend who wrote us and was like, you know what? My friend is going through a serious job, you know, looking for a new job and changing careers.
It's getting a little demoralized. The process can do that to you, you know.
Maybe, baby, don't you know that we sat up there and we gave that woman the biggest pick me up you could get?
That's right. And this thing, you can keep that, right? So whenever you need a little pick me up, it's like, if there's something, you can just get a little message from us that's just a you the boss telling you the truth. about That's you right. that people need to recognize, and you pull it out whenever you need it. Or if there's something you constantly have to say, like if you're about to get into that drive-through line and you need us to be there to remind you to manage your fast food expectations, you go to Cameo and ask for that video, and you can pull that out and just show it to yourself or to whoever's in the car with you right before you pull in there, so everybody can get on the same page.
That's right. And you know what else you can do? You can join us in the third hour every Friday morning on the Stephanie Miller Show for the
blackest hour in radio.
Woo! Ain't it?
The black hour. Mm. Stephanie Miller, who is very black.
Ooh, she gets black. Should we get going?
I think we should.
This is from Secretary Damselfly.
The Secretary of Everything, in case you don't
really?
Know that.
Right.
From the amazing Jody Hamilton, from The Bunker, from the Stephanie Miller Show. Amazing. From Jody also.
Yes, and from Joe in Cleveland. Thank you so much. This is the title. They escaped from jail using a toothbrush, then were captured at an IHOP, which I'm going to tell you, I'm going to stop this right now. And okay. I'm going to give mad respect. Because I'm going to tell you.
To who?
To the people who escaped using a toothbrush and got caught at IHOP. Because they did an impossible feat that required so much pre-thought, predetermination, steeliness, courage to try to get out. But then they get picked up doing the most stupid ass shit ever. And that takes a real idiot, Angela.
See, this is the thing. I think you are rushing to give credit. And I understand that's the kindness in your heart.
It is the kindness.
That's the kindness in your heart for other humans. Mm-hmm. Because my problem with this story is that it's a failure of engineering. and there's some vocabulary abuse that you know how I feel about that. So two men managed to crawl and climb their way out of a Virginia jail, but their escape was cut short when they were found at a nearby IHOP, which, yes, that we will get to why that is, as you know, so incredibly stupid. But apparently, 37-year-old John Garza and 43-year-old Arlie Nemo, they're back in custody, not shockingly.
With new charges.
Yeah. because the two had been held there at Newport News Jail Annex, a medium security facility, for months facing a slew of different charges. I like to call vocabulary abuse out on medium security.
I'm going to call that light.
F is medium security. Thank you, Francis. If you could get around it with a toothbrush.
I'm going to call that. And that's not even light spelled the correct way. That's no, L-I-T-E. Like, light.
Or like with like a Z on it. Like lights. You know? Because, I mean, and they didn't know these people. They don't even know, I think, when they actually got out. But they didn't notice till like in the evening. When they're like, hey, anybody seen John or Arlie?
No, ain't nobody seen them. Did you go check?
But I'm gonna tell you something. Their teeth are really white. They both have very clean teeth.
I'm telling you.
So apparently they were able to, in the words of this the people who run this facility, this prison, they were able to get through with some maybe faulty parts of it. Maybe faulty parts of the construction of the jail using a toothbrush and some metal. What okay. metal? What metal do they have access to? What are we talking about? Tinfoil? What are we talking about? I mean, they basically, and this is what I really, there's some things about this that bothered me. So the police chief there said, the Newport News police chief Steve Drew said in a Facebook Live after their arrest that no one was injured. He didn't believe there had been any threats to the public. This is a quote. I don't think that we were dealing with like menacing individuals. What we had was two individuals that were able to escape from the jail facility. To me, these sentences are in direct contradiction to each other.
Right. Well, because...
Let's ask ourselves as a society, why are we incarcerating people that are not a menace?
Right. Well, exactly. Exactly.
Like, why are these people in jail this long for crimes that you don't think are in any way dangerous to the public?
What I love about this is these people... This is what I love about the human mind and spirit. You put these bricks... You put these walls, you can put up all the chicken wire, razor wire you want. When people want to get free and they set their minds to it, they can do it. And
so I'm just full of love for people today. I am. Because I'm gonna tell you something. This is not Shawshank. Okay,
these people
did not spend
this is fucking 20 Shawshank.
Years digging through a wall, trying to get posters, cozying up to the fucking warden, doing the guards taxes, putting up with beef.
You mad because it didn't take him 20 years. This is what I'm saying.
I'm mad that what this was a shoddily put together, shitty ass jail that two low-level dummies were able to kick their way out of. I don't even think they used the toothbrush.
Me either.
The police needed to come up with some kind of a tool that they needed. And in fact, maybe you should put them in charge of building the new prison, because seriously, their hole is really nice. It's like very round.
Yeah.
It's a very well done hole.
Here's my question.
Okay.
What do you feel about them getting to the IHOP?
Okay, see, here's
let's
the
get
problem.
To the IHOP. Let's talk IHOP. Okay.
Let me tell you something. You have given up IHOP privileges when you're, I don't know how to say this. Motherfuckers, you on the run. Okay. You are on the run. They have put out your mugshots.
Okay.
You can't eat in restaurants, especially restaurants that have TVs, because you know what's coming up on that TV while you're sitting there? Your picture. They had wanted.
Okay, but can we take a step back and maybe let's think about, they were cellies. And you remember being in the jungle, Angela, and being hungry.
Too well.
Right?
Yeah, every night I wake up screaming.
That was 17 years ago.
Yeah.
You remember how hungry you were.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember when you just would talk about food? Remember, there was one point I'll never forget. I ain't gonna talk about that, but I'm gonna talk about when you were like, I just want a Diet Coke. That's all I want. You started almost crying. You were like close to tears.
No, because
you were
caffeine like, addiction is a real thing. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I just want to remind
I remember
you.
Is when we got some salt. We won some kind of thing and they gave us some salt. You know how awful a decision it was to be on this show. It's like the worst decision we've ever made.
It's the best decision we ever made. Are you fucking kidding me? It has given us material for 20 fucking years. It's the best decision we ever made.
And trauma for all the years beyond that.
Yes.
Like that is, I'm telling you, do you remember we put some salt on uncooked rice because they never let us be along in the camp long enough to actually cook the little bit of rice we had. And when we put the salt on it and we were eating it, and I've never seen adults be, mm-mm. 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 This is delicious. I cook salt
This is why I'm bringing this shit up. We had been in the jungle for less than 2 weeks. So all I'm
less
saying.
Than 3 days.
That's what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. So
I can
you imagine?
I have empathy for them. But here's the thing, Francis. We were never on the run.
Okay. I don't give a fuck. We talked about food non-fucking.
But you are on the run. When you are on the run, you can't go have lunch.
No.
Being on the
Let's
run
talk
word.
About okay. You know what? I'm not gonna say no, Angela. You're absolutely right. What you're referring to is the mindful thief.
I'm talking about this is chapter 6 of the mindful thief.
This is
on the
chapter
run
6.
Times. On the run times.
Okay, but
actually, you're doing that workshop, I think, in August in the Netherlands.
I am in the Netherlands. Which is really funny because I am actually planning a workshop in China, in Beijing and Shanghai right now.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. In the Netherlands. So if you are interested in thievery and being a mindful thief, you should really check. You should sign up before spaces are limited.
They are. They are very limited.
Because you would say, when you were on the run, it is your one and only priority. I know you're hungry. I know you want, maybe you want some Rudy Tooty.
No, you're not.
I know you want it.
You know, what's it? Something over my hammy? Eggs over my hammy?
Is that Denny's or is that IHOP?
Is that IHOP?
I don't know. It's one
of Tooty, fresh and fruity.
Moons over my hammy or whatever.
Moons over my hammy.
They have a version of it.
Okay.
And all those different pancake syrups. You know,
yeah, blueberry, raspberry, boysenberry. This is, you know, they were up in that cell talking about that shit nonstop. This is what I'm trying to tell you.
You have to get further away from the gym, because it sounds like they were like within
really close
of it.
They were really close.
And I know what happened. They were like, oh, we free. Hey, you're hungry? I'm hungry as fuck. Let's go to IHOP. Now, my question is, did they have money?
Well,
like how were they?
But I hope that they just sat down at IHOP and just fucking sat there and just started eating. And they just started eating and they got happy and full and they just wanted some pancakes. Maybe they just wanted some pancakes, Angela. Maybe they wanted some.
They weren't in jail. These are not people who are going to be in jail for the rest of their lives.
No.
They do not tell you how long their sentence was. And to me, that is important information before I can crown them as the highest of stupid. Right. I need to know how many years. Because if they were both under a year, this was really fucking stupid. If they were another five, I don't know how much breaking out of prison adds to yours when you are, quote, not a danger to anyone outside of just being a thief. It sounds like it's that level of crime. And in all seriousness, we need justice reform. If you're going to tell me that you're not worried about these people escaping, then I have to understand why we're incarcerating them.
Yeah.
Because that's supposed to be about people who are dangerous to us.
Angela, are you confused about the prison system? The prison system is not about rehabilitation. Nor is it about keeping menacing people off the streets. It is about making sure that corporations get cheap labor.
It's so ridiculous to me that we would sit here and be okay. They have the police chief simultaneously say, we have to find these people. And don't worry, they're like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. 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 Next up, this is from Babette W. Thank
Who
you
is
so
a
much.
Boss? Is and a queen. Boss.
Yes, she is, Babette. Yes, you are. Okay. And Babette knows how to get to you, Angela.
Well, you know what, Frances? It's just a shame that you don't recognize that you should, this message is for you too. It's for everyone.
These spiders hunt in packs to catch prey hundreds of times their size. New research reveals how some arachnids use a coordinated stop and start approach to find a meal. You've been saying this about spiders for years.
I have been saying for years that they are coordinated. That spiders counter my moves.
You've been saying it. I'm here to testify.
That I'm lying or that I'm seeing things or that I have an irrational fear of what is an organized cabal set hell bent on turning us into food and slaves. Okay? This is V, homegrown V, like that show here, all right?
While most spiders live a solitary life, there's one group that knows that there is strength in numbers.
I'm so sick of them people writing about spiders like the old man in the sea, but with just, you know, eight legs. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it. Stop trying to make them seem innocent. They're evil and they have plans.
Okay, these arachnids, native to the tropical forests of French Guiana,
which I'd burn it the fuck down right now if I could.
Spin basket-shaped webs that can reach the size of a small house. Okay.
All right.
A small house. It's a basket the size of a small house.
It could drop on your ass.
Or you get caught up in.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck around and find out. Fuck around and find out.
When prey is ensnared in their massive web, thousands of quarter-inch long spiders descend in a synchronized attack. Working as a group, the spiders can take down prey like moths and grasshoppers hundreds of times their size.
Oh, let me tell you what the moths and grasshoppers are. That's just their amuse bouche.
It is.
Till they get to us. And let me tell you something, all you people who gently pick up the spider and take it outside so it can go back. Because what that is a recon spider. What we're dealing with in our homes are recon spiders. They come out, they are mapping our internal places, they're looking at our security. And let me tell you something, they don't need toothbrushes to bust through.
You're right. I'm just saying,
y'all, when you are bringing crickets to your spider overlord, I want you to remember that I tried to warn you, because they're going to come get me first.
They're
going to come for me and Babette right away, because we on to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently, there was a team that began to research, and it reveals that the spiders used vibrations in their massive web to coordinate their kills. Notably, the spiders decide when they attack their prey based on the vibrations from the prey and vibrations from the other spiders in the colony. What I love about it is the prey comes into the web, and then all the spiders stop moving.
That's right.
And they listen, and then they coordinate their movements so they can find in the house-sized web where they're about to go kill.
And make sure they do it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to tell you people, you don't want to listen. You don't want to listen. I'm trying to tell you. There's no such thing as an innocent spider.
Yes.
Okay. What I'm trying to tell you is that this situation is a problem. And the longer we let it go, and the longer we act like, oh, spiders, they just, yeah, yeah, Charlotte's Web. That shit is propaganda. Okay.
We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back. Next up, this is from Ty G.
Okay. Florida woman admits she set house on fire after fight with roommates.
Okay.
I have to tell you, number one, her name is Anna Allen, 50.
50!
I'm going to say this is the problem. See, this is why we need to look at the economics of this. One of the reasons why this is a problem, because there comes a point in your life. I had roommates for a long time, but there comes a point in your life where maybe you can't have roommates anymore. And I'm going to say Anna passed this well before the fire.
Yeah.
Okay. So we need a situation where people can afford to have their own space.
Yeah.
Because I will say the one thing that Anna was 100% successful in is she's not going to have any more roommate conflicts with those roommates.
No.
Because there's no room.
There is no room.
Okay.
A woman in Florida was arrested after she admitted setting her house on fire following a fight with her roommates. She was charged with battery and arson in a dramatic incident that caused her roommates, including a 12-year-old child, to flee the house in the middle of the night and place a panicked call to 911, afraid the house might explode.
Yeah.
Allen's roommates told deputies that they had gotten into an argument, all right? They fussing and fighting up in there, all right?
They say that Allen had started striking another resident in his head, arms and back with her fist. The victim pushed Allen away, which caused her to fall on the floor and later walk away. She went on to her bedroom. A few minutes later, she left and said, "Fuck you all, I'm out of here," documents say. One of the roommates said that she was drunk at the time, which was typical when she'd been drinking that she behaved this way.
So I'm gonna stop you right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the problem. I'm gonna say this about dysfunctional relationships. All right? Because the problem with dysfunctional relationships and not getting out of dysfunctional relationships is that the day that relationship goes left instead of right. We all used to Anna getting in her cups, striking, hitting people, being drunk, being this kind of, she calmed down. We all mm-hmm. live with
you
it.
You know how Anna is.
You know how she, that's how she is.
That's how Anna
is. That's how she is.
She get right? fighty when she's been drinking.
Right. Except this time.
That's right.
What happened to Angela?
So they printed the 911 call. Okay. Cause they had oxygen tanks in the home. That's why they were afraid about it exploding, which is reasonable. So the dispatcher said, "Who you want to be the dispatcher or you want to
be the dispatcher?" Okay.
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 Hello. 911. Hello.
Hello. Hey, how can I help you?
My roommate set the house on fire. Auto gonna set the house on fire.
How did she start the house on fire?
I don't know, but there's smoke coming out of the back bedroom and it's pouring out.
Is everyone out of the house?
Yes, everyone is getting out of the house right now, but there's oxygen in the house. It could blow up.
The house burned to the ground and is considered a total loss. She set her own house on fire. Now, let me tell you something.
I like her attitude a little bit.
I like her steam.
I know. And this is the thing. Apparently, when investigators asked her about how the fire started, she said, quote, "It was me throwing the cigarette, sir. I was just like pissed the fuck off."
According to the police, Allen told the deputy interviewing her that she saw the fire, but, quote, "didn't care." Let me tell you.
Yeah, read the rest
okay.
of the quote.
Okay. She added, "I got into a confrontation. Yeah, I got into a confrontation. Right. I flicked a cigarette. I seen embers of a small fire. I said, 'A okay, let it burn. I don't care. And I kept walking. Okay. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
I identify with this sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
I identify because I'm gonna tell you something. I know this woman's black.
She's gotta be, because it is what we're taught. What's the movie?
It's Angela Bassett.
Yeah. Where she, it's literally what she does when she, she flicks the cigarette. Here's the thing though, people, we have to stop and take a look at our situation. Okay.
That's right.
You have roommates because you need a room, and the only way to have room is with mates. Okay. So often what you've just now she does have new housing, it's called jail,
right? And let me tell you something about those roommates. You don't get to sit there and be like, I don't want you as a roommate. You don't get to choose.
And also, if you start hitting them, that interaction is going to end a lot differently. They may not just put you off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this is my problem with Anna. And I think you're right though. And I'm not blaming the victim, but I am saying y'all know Anna needed to be kicked out a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's the truth. And I don't know if her name's the one on the lease, man. I don't know what the issue is, but confrontation. See, this is the thing about life. I'm gonna school you on this, everybody who don't know this. You're going to run into friction and conflict.
Yep.
There's no way not to. In life. And I think we spend a lot of time, especially maybe just in this culture, spend a lot of time thinking we can avoid conflict. We can't. And what's going to happen is by not addressing things.
That's what I'm saying. Dysfunction.
That's right. What happens is cigarettes get flicked and houses burn down. Because this needed, this, whatever this was, it didn't start that night.
No. And when you have got a person in their nature who is like, yeah, I'm okay with going to jail. I'm okay with burning it down. I'm okay with shooting your ass. You see, that's a different type of logic.
Yeah, it's so kind of you to call it logic. Yeah. It's a psychosis. People have either snapped or they're that way to begin with.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's how this person understands and operates in life,
and it's not working.
But here's the thing: when they operate on you, you can't like that from that prism. You shouldn't be surprised, because I want to just remind everybody that Alan had set her belongings on fire 2 years earlier in North Carolina. You see, they knew that she was fire buggy.
I just think that we have to take a little more care when we live with people. Okay.
We have to take
a little more care. And this is the thing. They are not the idiots. Anna is the idiot, because whatever the conflict was, going to jail for it and burning down the house and the amazing amount of trouble that she's now in and the damage that she's caused is because there was a child in this house. So they're going to throw that charge on there. Mm-hmm. This is so not worth whatever the dishes not being done, the cable TV bill, something, whatever. It's so not worth it.
You being in your feelings about it. And here's the other thing too, Anna. Go to a meeting.
Oh, of anything.
Here's the thing, girl. If that's how you act when you get in your cups,
you don't need to be drinking.
You don't need to be in a cup.
You don't need to be drinking, girl. You can't handle it. You can't handle the juices.
You can't.
You got to get you some Crystal Light and chill. You can't. That's not
okay,
for you.
Okay, the ancestors do not agree.
That's right.
With whatever the fuck you putting in your body.
And there's nothing you could, that's just the way it is.
All right. Listen to the ancestors, Anna. There we go. Next up, Maggie B.
Thank you, Maggie. Okay, I'm mad about this. I can't.
Okay, a zebra in Ohio attacked a man and charged police before, unfortunately, it was shot.
Can you say this again for me, the first part of this?
A zebra in Ohio.
Ohio.
Attacked a man. And because, let me tell you something, Angela, as I was looking through the first, I don't know, 20 lines of this article, I was looking for the word zoo, and I never found it.
I was like, where did it go? Why is the person who's writing this not even remotely concerned about the fact that it's a zebra? It's as if that could just be pitbull. There's no there's nothing in the art up until the very end of the article that even addresses the fact that it's a zebra. And here's the thing, there is no zoo. Apparently, for reasons I cannot explain, zebras are not categorized as wild and dangerous animals by the Ohio Department of Agriculture, which enables them to be owned as pets. Here's my thing, Francis. What I am inferring from this is that there is no area of the law, at least in Ohio, for the Department of Agriculture, for pets, the animals that can't be pets, even if they are not wild and dangerous. Like the fact that you have to have wild and dangerous before you're willing to say, no, you can't keep a motherfucking zebra as a pet.
Well, also, like, let me tell you something.
Zebras are very big.
I have gone to South Africa and I lived in Windhoek in Namibia for a while, went through all the national parks for days and days and days, for a couple of weeks. Zebras are herd animals.
Yeah.
And they are wild horses.
And they're very big. They can be very big. Like, I don't even understand. I don't know how you're feeding it. Like, where are you keeping it? How is this okay?
And when I say, when have you seen a motherfucker ride a fucking zebra?
Well, and this is my thing.
It's never been domesticated.
Yeah, they said the cause for the zebra's behavior remains unclear, but authorities said it may have been attempting to protect female zebras in the same field. What the fuck is going on in Centerville or Circleville, Ohio? You have fields of zebras?
Well, here we go. Officers arrived at the man's home. Those are the first lines of the article.
Mm-hmm.
His home in Circleville, Ohio, after he called and reported that his arm, quote, had been bitten off by a zebra. See, let me tell you, I'm going to stop you at St. Justice Police Force when you make that phone call in.
St. Street Justice? State Street Justice, and actually, we are lobbying right now. We have a bill before Congress to have 911 calls also be audited by our staff at State Street Justice, and that we therefore, because this is a call that would automatically get rerouted.
I'm telling you,
to State Street Justice, we'd have to establish, was this your zebra? Because if it was your zebra, you're gonna have to get yourself to this hospital.
That's right.
Well, we don't send an ambulance out for that.
No, if
this
we don't.
Is your no. We're not sending. No, first of all, Cheryl on break, and I'm not gonna get her off her break for this bullshit. So you're gonna have to get an Uber, get a friend, get a bike, get rent one of them little scooters, do something, and get your little armless ass down here, and then we will talk about how did this happen.
Exactly. Before you know what, put that hand on ice, because we're gonna have a conversation. We're not gonna have this up in here.
I didn't understand why there's a field of zebras.
Okay.
All right.
So he called 911 and said a zebra bit his arm off. See, that's not something regular that you call somebody up and ask them to deal with that shit. Because I'm gonna ask you twice. Did you say zebra? I don't give a fuck if you screaming. I'm gonna be like,
did you fucking say zebra
in Ohio? Oh,
are you in the zoo? What the how are you in a circus? How the fuck did this happen? No, sir, we can't send nobody until we get the answer to these basic questions.
Thank you.
You're not talking 911 now. You're talking to 911 what? At Operation St. Street Justice.
Exactly. They found the man lying on the ground in a field.
In a field.
Arm injured, but still attached, according to officials.
They seem annoyed by that. Like,
yes.
That wasn't really correct. Like, it wasn't bitten off.
It was just hurt.
Like, I would call that bitten off. I don't have a problem with that designation.
Officers then helped the man onto an ambulance and sent him to a hospital. An officer attempted to block the zebra from getting to the man by parking his police cruiser in between the injured man and the angry animal. And this is what I find interesting. Exactly. The animal is angry, and the animal is mad at him.
Which, there's a cop. I don't even know if there are any cameras anywhere in this area, because this man has done something.
And I know he did.
We're not blaming him yet, but what we're saying is,
I side with the zebra.
I have to, because the zebra, let me tell you, zebra won't fuck with nobody.
Nope.
Up until this. So what the fuck?
Zebra didn't ask to live there.
And the zebra didn't come at the cop.
Nope.
was like, Pablo, move out the way. This ain't between you. You getting an ABC CUA at this conversation. It's between me and Mr. Man. Like, that's what the zebra was keeping the conflict on the reel. But I do not understand why there is no in here. Nobody addresses the field of zebras as being a problem, period.
No. We're acting like this is normal. Bitch, you ain't supposed to have a zebra.
Correct.
You're not supposed to have a fucking zebra. That's why your hand got bit off.
Thank you.
You're supposed to have a zebra.
And let me tell you something. This is what we do at St. C's Justice. I can tell you because I've talked to the orthopedic team who would handle this. What they would do is they say, okay, we're going to take care of you. Calm, you be calm. And they count you under and they put you under. When you woke up, you'd be laying next to your arm and it was all in some cellophane next to you, not attached. And you'd go, you didn't attach my arm. And go, no, but we don't do that. Not in this situation.
No. You don't want that hand.
We stopped the bleeding. You're welcome. But there's a whole series. And let me tell you something, you're not getting a prosthetic till we find out if you deserve it.
That's right. Let's review. We had they escaped from jail using a toothbrush, then were captured at IHOP, which I do not have a complaint about them going to.
Mindful thief, Francis.
Mindful thief.
Then we have the spiders, all of you who are not paying attention. Do the coordinated stop and start attacks of the spider cabal. And I know you don't want to look in the mirror, but look in the mirror. I'm dealing with the man in the mirror. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
I'm dealing with a spider in the mirror. That's what I'm doing.
Then we have the Florida woman who admits she set the house on fire after a fight with roommates.
And then we have the man in Ohio was attacked by a zebra that he quite clearly did something to piss the F off.
I am between two. And I'm between the woman who set the house on fire and the man who got attacked by the zebra.
Me too. And it's a hard call without more information.
I gotta go zebra. Because Anna has clearly some anger management issues. Okay? But the zebra, the zebra didn't ask to be there. Don't need to be there.
No, we know that.
It's a choice. And we know you... I know we right. He did something to piss that fucking animal off.
He did something to piss the zebra off. And I'm really mad the zebra had to die.
Yeah,
because I
me
think
too.
Had they let this conflict stay with, I think if they had just left, it was the situation was over. They got the man out the way. Like everything would have calmed down and been fun and tell people once again, stay away from the zebra field.
Yeah.
And then maybe we got to deal with the zebra field. Francis, there was a time in this country.
Angela, there was a time.
There was a time in this country. When if you lived in a rural area,
right?
You know, it was a bucolic. You know, it was you out in the country, right? You would see the occasional horse, maybe. I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
You know, maybe dogs that you weren't quite sure if they had, you know, a person home or not. Birds, obviously, rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
What you did not see was something called a zebra.
Exactly.
No giraffes.
Wasn't dotted across the farmlands of
Ohio.
Okay. And let me tell you something, Angela. There was a time in this country that when we wanted to feel special, when we wanted to see a zebra, we got our happy asses up. We took a shower and got the kids in the car and went to the fucking zoo.
Went to the fucking zoo.
I'm Frances Callion.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week.
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line, and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.